We think that we offer a very personalized service. Our members are charged a membership fee to join ITN, and that entitles them to the rides. We have trained volunteers that go to their home and pick them up, and they provide what we call door-through-door and arm-through-arm service. Unlike a taxi, we would go to the door, assist the person to the car with their walker or a cane or whatever is required. When they are finished with their ride, if they have packages, we help them into their home with their packages. No money ever changes hands because the member sets up an account with us, and the charge for their rides comes out of that account. So unlike a taxi, you don't need to carry money with you.
Do people pay per trip in addition to the membership, and how is that fee assessed?
They do pay for each trip. It's $3.50 per pickup and $1.25 per mile. The average cost of our rides is under $11.
What's the cost for the membership?
The membership is $75 per individual or $100 for a couple or a family.
And that's for a year?
That's for a year, yes. And then we do ask that they put $50 into the account so that they can begin their rides.
Does this type of service help people make the transition from the driver's seat to the passenger seat? Does it make that transition a little easier for some folks?
Yeah, I think it does, because it allows them to still be in control of where they go and when they go. And we are a 24/7, 365-day-a-year service. So they can still go when they want to. They can call us the day before and schedule a ride.
And it's important to note that this is a nonprofit, even though there is a charge. Are all of your drivers volunteers?
About 70% of the rides that we provide are provided by volunteers. The remainder are made up by paid drivers. The volunteers are very important to keeping the cost of our rides low.
And you're expanding your services to Northern Kentucky, and you're looking for drivers. What qualifications are required to volunteer?
We require that the drivers have 3 years of driving experience. They have to have a fairly decent car. They have to have insurance. We provide training for them, and that's about it. They have to like being out in the public, and they have to like driving. And there's many benefits to being a volunteer.
What are the benefits to volunteering?
Well, you get some mileage reimbursement if you choose to take that. You get a free membership for yourself and one for someone else. You get to accrue the miles that you drive, and you can save those for at some point if we have a lot of older drivers. So at some point, if there are a volunteer needs to use the miles that they've accrued, they can do that. They can give their miles to family members.
You can find out how to volunteer or get more information about the Greater Cincinnati Independent Transportation Network on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Kathy Navis, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.